B-Pod Studios.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
Coming from a mom. It's mom approved.
Except by the two most important moms, and that's yours and your wife.
Details.
Yeah, details. Matt from Bala Cynwyd, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Matt?
Hey, good morning, gents. What's going on? Good morning.
What's up, Matt?
Good, man. Listen, Jamie, coming from a dad of twins, and granted, I don't celebrate Christmas, so I can't say this for sure. Your wife will always be like, you really had to go that first one.
Yeah.
But don't forget, eventually, by the time you get, like, gifts and more, like, girls outings and stuff, you'll be fine. She'll forget all about it.
Yeah, so you're good.
I don't know. Matt, who's your Philly Hard Knocks team?
Oh, I was going to say, actually, the Phillies of 08 or 09. Considering World F and Champions and all the parties and all the dating or inner, I don't know what was going on with those teams with all those wives, but I'm sure there was a lot of fun stuff that was in that grouping.
Well, thanks, Matt. Much appreciated. I'd never heard of anything going on with all those ones or whatever, but any championship run would have been fun as hell to watch behind the scenes because that's just spectacular. Mm-hmm. And maybe we have a championship run coming up with the Philadelphia 76ers.
Charles Barkley said we at least have an Eastern Conference Finals run.
How do you like that? David Murphy said they're going to the finals. He didn't say Eastern Conference. He said finals.
Oh, I fully believe it, too.
Yeah, but... Guy who has inside knowledge from the Philadelphia Inquirer, Keith Pompey, and all of our Fanatic guests appear on the Comcast Business Hotline. Keith, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's going on? How you fellas doing today?
You're sleeping in, aren't you? I know August is a nice time off. We woke you up at 9 o'clock in the morning, didn't we?
Not really. It's weird, Bob. I was in Miami last week, and I came back, and now I caught a cold. It's bizarre. It's like, okay, I mean. The weather isn't that much different, but now all of a sudden I got a cold. So
it's those plane rides, Keith. All the germs fester.
They said those tray tables are like one of the dirtiest things you can encounter in public.
I don't know how
we
weren't
sick all
the time. Have you
ever seen a plane crew
clean a plane? Oh, it's quick as can be. It's not
people
really,
coming in 10 minutes after.
It's not really cleaning.
No.
It's kind of tidying.
Yeah, it's not really.
It's not even dusting. Right?
No, not at all. So, Keith, not huge news, but the NBA schedule did come out yesterday, and it's just the part of August that'll keep you involved with the Sixers as fans. I know you're busy with them all the time, but schedule comes out, 9 of the first 13 games on the road. You got a West Coast swing. Anything really stick out to you about this? I know they're the same every year, but there's always some differences that go on. What stuck out to you?
I like to travel for the Sixers. You know, if you think about it, there's one trip, like the L.A. trip in March, and I noticed that I'm going months down the road. I mean, they play the Clippers, then they play the Lakers, then they, you know, fly to Northern Cal to play Sacramento and then Golden State. And when you look at it, a team like the Sixers where you have Joel Embiid, you know, we know about his health problems, and you got a couple older guys now, they're not flip-flopping all across the country anymore. Early on, I know a lot of people are saying 9 of the first 13 are on the road, but I think that, and you know this too, by dealing with Brett Brown, he kind of likes it when his team is on the road because then they have a chance to do team bonding, and I think that they can do this early. And a lot of times when you go on the road, sometimes you want to knock it out early. Against Atlanta, Detroit, Portland, Phoenix, Utah, Denver. Now, during that stretch, the Portland, Phoenix, Utah, Denver, we're really going to get a good idea of what we have in the Sixers.
Yeah.
Because they're going to play three of the elite teams in the Western Conference right there. But I don't have a problem with them going on the road early just because, you know, the way Brett Brown always says, hey, guys get to know each other. You know, if they're home after a game, they go their own separate ways. You know, after practice, they go on separate ways. But when they're in a room, you know, there's a chance that they may hang out, do a dinner, do things like that. So I think for this new team, it's going to be a lot of team bonding.
Hey, Keith, it's Jamie here. What do you make of the first month of the Sixers' schedule? It appears to be a pretty brutal start to the year. I guess they'll get tested early on and often. Maybe we'll have a pretty good idea of what this team is after the first month. What did you make of that first month?
you know, it is, you know, I looked at it, but, you know, like I said, these three games, we'll find out what they have. At the same time, we do know the Sixers are going to have to play these teams. You know, right now the Sixers, we're looking at these schedules, and they're looking at the Sixers saying, oh, wow, we got the Sixers on this day. You know, so, you know, right, the Sixers are the team of the unknown. I mean, they can be the best team in the league. They could drop to the third best. We don't know yet. But at the same time, talking about the Eastern Conference, but at the same time, I really don't get into it like that. I mean, me, I look at, to be honest with you, the travel. I mean, Bob can attest, there was a time once when we flew all the way to Golden State, then came back to Memphis, and then came back East Coast and went right back out West. And when you have a guy like Embiid and Al Horford and all these guys, the fact that they're like playing teams in close proximity, I think that helps out a lot as far as with rest, you know?
Keith, now that you had a chance to kind of digest everything that they've done and what other teams have done throughout the league with the draft, with free agency, and now everything's kind of settled until training camp gets started, how would you judge the Sixers' offseason? Like if you had to grade it or whatever, however you want to put it, how do you look at their offseason and what they did?
You know, I think they made big-time splashes, you know, with the, you know, with you know, going out there and getting Josh Richardson, the fact that Jimmy Butler didn't come back. Josh Richardson is a poor man's Jimmy Butler. You know, Al Horford was the guy that they got. He's like the headliner now. But again, you know, my question is, who's going to be the closer? Like, who's going to be the alpha dog? Who's going to be the guy that's going to close? Some people are saying it could be Tobias. Maybe it can. But we have to find that out. And then also, you know, the point guard situation. Now, I know that Trey Burke is coming in here, and he's a scorer. But, you know, we want to see who's going to be, you know, if he's going to step up and assume that role like he did in New York. And the shooter. I think that J.J. Redick, I know a lot of people, you know, talk about, you know, J.J. It was a defensive liability. But I think they're going to miss his offensive presence big time.
I agree.
You know, I think that can Furkan Korkmaz step up? Is there someone else on the roster that's going to step up? So those are the three major questions that I have. But, you know, initially when you look at it, you're like, wow, this is great. Until you figure out right now who is going to assume Jimmy Butler's closing role and who's going to replace J.J. Redick as the shooter.
Yeah, Keith, it's interesting. Shouldn't Joel Embiid step up into that closer role? I guess it's a two-part question. Should he? And two, can a center be a closer in today's NBA?
I don't think so. I mean, as much as dominant as Shaq was, when the game was on the line, they spread the floor and they gave the ball to Kobe. You know what I mean? And, you know, the reason being is there's so much that has to go right and before the center gets the ball. Like, there's so much that has to go right before you give Embiid the ball. So primarily you want a perimeter player who's going to be the closer. And if I'm the Sixers, I'm hoping and I'm praying that it's going to be Tobias or maybe Ben Simmons can step up in that role. But, you know, as good as dominant as Embiid is, you know, I think that, you know, with 5 seconds left on the clock, you got to set screens, you got to, you know, throw the ball at the right spot. You got to hope someone doesn't steal it. And whereas you just give the ball to someone and let them go to work if it's a perimeter player.
Keith, 6 years ago yesterday, do you know what happened?
That's when they hired Brett, right?
Yeah, very good. That's when they hired Brett Brown. So we're 6 years in, a full 6 years. How do you... I know it's hard to sum up quickly, but how do you kind of sum up what's going on with Brett Brown, the positives, maybe the negatives of his tenure so far?
You know, it's weird because if you would have said to me 6 years ago that 4 years ago that Brett Brown would still be the coach, I'm like, come on, Bob, would you drinking with him or something, bro? Like, come on now. But at the same time, I mean, you look at it and you're like, wow. You know, I mean, he's had his detractors, and there's been a lot of people saying, like, he can't do this or he can't do that. But this is the first time that he's really gone into a season and saying, hey, I can just coach. I mean, even up to last year, we still had the Markelle Fultz situation looming. You know, now he has a bona fide NBA roster. You know, where we don't have guys with the yips or guys with the shoulder injuries, whatever you want to call it. And I think that we'll learn a lot about Brett Brown now. You know, and hey, let's face it. You know, he withstood the test of time. It's funny too when you think of the Sixers as a whole. I mean, I thought about this a couple of days ago. Like I was down at the National Association of Black Journalists conference, and in year two of the process, I had to, when you go there, you have to say who you are. Like, I'm Keith Pompey. I cover the Sixers for the Philadelphia Inquirer. And people start laughing at me and calling me poor baby. Now you say you're Keith Pompey, you know, you write for the Philadelphia Inquirer. And they're like, wow, you cover a great team. And it's like, so you look at it and you're talking about how Brett has, you know, experienced all that, you know, from holding his head up high, trying to keep everyone positive, to now it's like this team is like the one of the most sought after teams in regards to fans and everything in the NBA, and is a team that is, you know, a contender to win the championship this year. I mean, he's really come a long way.
Yeah, Keith, you said you were down in Miami. I assume maybe you were scouting Josh Richardson's old coaches and getting some word on him. I'm just kidding. But Josh Richardson's kind of like the forgotten addition almost in a way of this offseason. Mm-hmm. You know, you talk about the missed JJ shooting. I think Josh Richardson can give you not exactly what JJ did, but hopefully near. If he can get up around that 37-38% from three, you know, I think the defense he gives you on top of it could, you know, calm some of those fears. Can you talk about Josh Richardson and kind of the role he's going to have? And, you know, I'm sure a lot of Sixers fans don't know a ton about him. But if you could just talk about Josh and what he's going to bring to the team.
You know, Josh Richardson, from what I'm told, is kind of like a poor man's Jimmy Butler. You know, he can do things like that, like Jimmy. He's not quite there. You know, some say he's a better shooter, you know, than Jimmy was, you know, at that stage. You know, he's a quality defender. Now, a big question mark for me is just like, how is Josh Richardson going to fit in this role? You know, because there's been times when, you know, there are guys who come with similar skill sets that Josh Richardson has who come here, a la like Robert Covington, you know, where they become 3-and-D guys, you know, and if you look at Josh, that might be something that the Sixers would probably like for him to do. The only thing is, everyone can't fit into that mold. So it's a matter of, you know, he's going to, like in Miami, they were struggling last year. And there's a reason why he had a pretty good year. I mean, they were struggling. Now he's going to go somewhere where, depending on Ben Simmons, he's either going to be the fourth or the fifth option. So I have to figure out, or he has to figure out, or Brett Brown has to figure out too, you know, how's the best way to utilize him. Because, you know, he's a young guy. You know, he wants to, he sees that his career, each year he's getting better and better, and is one that you want to get him engaged. So to me right now, the best way to utilize him is the number one question in regards to Josh Richardson. Is he just going to be a defender who stands in the corner and shoots threes? Is he going to be someone that you're going to give the ball and say go to work? So, you know, to me, that's another big question mark. Now, I think he's a great ball player, a good up-and-coming ball player, rather. But it's just that they just have to find a way to get him utilized, you know, with all the other quality players they have on the team.
All right, Keith, I need you to take off your beat writer hat. Put on your father hat, your beautiful daughter, Mara. Imagine, you're not a Sixers beat writer. You're just, a radio guy. You have a chance to go to the Sixers game on Christmas Day. Sit in the owner's seats, courtside of the Milwaukee Bucks, nonetheless. But you get to sit courtside. However, it's your daughter's first Christmas. What do you do? Do you go to the game or do you stay home with Mara and your lovely wife?
Wow. Man.
It's a 2 o'clock game.
2:30.
A 2 o'clock is not a plus one, right?
No.
It's not a plus one. I don't know. I think I would have to stay at home. You know why? Because guess what happens? Then when I come back, the keys might be changed on Christmas.
All right. Well, you and I are on the same side on that one, Keith. Listen, appreciate you joining us, and we will be talking to you probably before the season gets started and an awful lot during the season.
All right, fellas. And all keep right. up the good work, yo.
Thanks, buddy. Right, appreciate it. Ah, you getting a lot of stuff on Twitter? What are you getting, Jamie?
Yeah, a lot of stuff. One guy was like, well, given that December 26th is going to be Jamie's funeral, is it going to be a public event so I can come pay my respects? A lot of people are saying take the baby. It's not really an option.
No, that's not an option.
Yeah, you know, people are just being like, dude, you'll have so much guilt you won't even enjoy the game. A lot of people are saying just go.
No, I don't think you would have guilt. Not that I'm saying you're a bad person at all.
No.
But you would go with the blessing of Addy, knowing full well that everybody's in capable hands. I don't think you would go with guilt-ridden.
No, she'd be surrounded by both of her grandparents.
Uncle Trey's going to be there.
Uncle Trey stepping in my place.
Yeah, just hanging out.
Yeah. Trey fed her on Sunday at the game.
Yeah. Oh, really?
He did a little bottle action.
When was the last time you fed a bay? It's been a while for me, I know.
It's been a while.
The form came right back to him, though. It was like he was out there playing left tackle again.
Yeah.
He didn't start blocking.
No, but the form came back to him, you know? The bottle form came right back to him.
Yeah. Good man. You weren't changing any diapers, were you, Trey?
No.
Me and you will leave that to Mark and Jamie.
Yeah.
T. Will, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, buddy?
Bro, go to the game. Everyone doesn't know Addy. Addy's already going to kick you out of the house anyway.
At some point, probably, yeah.
Because you're going to get on our nerves talking about the game. So she's going to tell you just to go. So you might as well just go to the game, you know?
I think you're right, T-Will.
I mean, definitely. I mean, you're going to wake up in the morning, you're going to do the family thing, you're going to do the presents or however your family tradition does it, and then you're going to be sitting around twiddling your thumbs, checking action news, checking Twitter, and she's going to say, you want to go to the game? And you're going to say, yeah. And she's going to say, go to the game. So all well is good, because then when you come home, it's going to be dinner time. So you're not going to miss anything.
Well, the dinner's technically at the party in media, which I wouldn't get back to.
You're not going.
You get back to dessert.
But media's not that far.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
I guess I could.
Yeah.
Hey, Trey, what do you say? You tell him to go to the game,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, of course.
All right. Well, we already know what Bob said, so...
Yeah, because I'm a normal human being.
Yeah, real normal. Jamie, when you come to the game, I'll have my table ready for you.
So all right.
When you beat up, we'll have the cold beer, and then you go back to Addy and the kid, and then you have a great Christmas. And guess what? The next year's Christmas...
That's the one everybody says is the real one, because they're opening the presents, they're putting out the cookies, they kind of get it a little bit more, so...
Exactly.
I'm just planning for a year in advance.
Right, she's not going to remember this one.
Yeah,
but his wife will. That's all that matters.
All right. She's going to kick him out. You know Addy.
T, if there was a Philly team that you wanted to be followed by Hard Knocks through the years, who would it be?
The 0-1 Sixers.
All right, Iverson, Larry Brown, Pat Croce. Not a bad choice. Thanks for the call, T. Much appreciated.
We don't have a lot of time yet, but there's one team out there. I'm stunned nobody... Well, two, actually. Stunned nobody has said.
2012 Phillies.
Definitely not them.
Marlon Byrd.
So the four aces year would actually be an interesting one.
Yeah, that would be a 2011. Good one. We don't want to take them all, but the one that I have, I don't think anybody
nobody
would get.
Said two of the ones that I think are no brainers.
Is it the one that I said earlier? Who mine was that I thought of?
Yeah, that's one of them.
Okay, yeah. So they're still good. They're still good teams, and it doesn't have to be pro. It could be it could be anything.
If you want to follow Villanova, on the championship.
Way to give it away. Way to give it away, James.
Well, they won two.
Spoiler.
They won two.
Okay, so pick a year.
Hey, you could do Rolly's year.
Who did you like?
I just took all three off the board.
Just keep talking, Lynch.
Yeah.
Let's see what else we got going on. Nick from Orland, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up? No? Oh, we got disconnected there. My fault.
Yeah, it should be ready in a second.
I hit a wrong button. So, I don't want to go too far back in my choice of teams, but I have a feeling nobody will get it, so I'm going to give it next. I'm going to give it in the next segment. I won't give it up now. But the 0-1 Sixers are fine. The 0-1 Sixers are fine. Real good ones, because Iverson is always going to give you. We've also had the 0-4 or 0-5 Eagles, 0-8 or 0-9 Phillies. Championship runs are always fun to watch. Nick in Orland, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Nick?
Gentlemen, how we doing today?
Good. How about you, buddy?
Good. First, I want to start off by saying you better go to this game. Because it's courtside, it's Christmas, it's beautiful. I should also specify that I'm a single father.
Oh, we're losing you, Nick. You there?
Nick, we'll put Nick on hold.
I had Nick's support.
Oh, you did. No
yes,
wonder
you did.
The gods cut him off because they know it's wrong. TC from Florida, what's going on, buddy?
Oh, man, I didn't know you was going to put me on that thing.
I got you, man. I don't mess around.
Okay, well, the first team that I want to say, first of all, is the 1990s
Eagles, where you had Reggie White, you had Andre Waters,
Jerome Brown.
Yeah, I'm not sure if anybody said that.
No, they haven't. No. And that was one of the
one of Jamie's.
Imagine the Fog Bowl year, a Hard Knocks of the Eagles.
Yeah.
Yes.
Buddy Ryan.
What was that? 86.
88, I want to say.
88, I think. Yeah.
But that's the team that I wanted to put on there because it was, I mean, you had every, I mean, Andre Dawkins was just, man. Andre Waters,
yeah.
I'm thinking of Brian Dawkins.
Andre Waters was mean, and he let everybody know it anytime, any place.
Yes. Yep. Then we had Wes Hopkins was just sitting right there. Then you got Jerome Brown sitting right there. You got Reggie White sitting right there. I mean, who wouldn't want to watch that? Like, how y'all guys working? Like,
and a lot of personalities, right?
Yep. A lot. Of course, a lot. And then that's what I said. If we just had a running back at that time, because Sherman wasn't going to work.
Keith Byers didn't get it done for you?
I mean, Keith Byers, but he was technically a fullback.
Yeah.
Sort of a running back.
No.
So our primary running back was Heath Sherman. That's
So
I was like, we just had a running back, and I think Randall could have got it done. That would have been a Super Bowl year.
Yeah, that would have been good. So TC, what's your advice for Jamie?
My advice for Jamie is, because I'm just testing it with my wife right now as I'm talking to you.
Okay.
Say it. I think I would just go and just have to just go ahead and hear the backlash. Because, you know, like you said, they're not going to remember it. So it's just like, this is court-sized seats. Like, when am I ever going to get court-sized seats? And see, this is the one thing, the only reason that I say this is because this is probably going to be, you know, we're on our championship run right now, so we might not get to see this again for another 10 years or 15. We might not never get to see it again, period.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow. So, bad advice, TC. Thanks for the call, but bad advice.
Amazing advice. Good job.
I just got a tweet from a guy named Bob. He said, this is back to the Hard Knocks thing. I didn't think we'd see this answer today. He says, give me year one of the process with Hinkie and Brett Brown. Yeah,
I did think of that, but I was there, so I saw it on. I don't want to see it again.
I mean, you would have all the storylines of, like, your Ish Smiths and, like, guys making the league that might not have. Like, T.J. McConnell. He wasn't year one, was he?
No, he was
year two.
No, yeah.
But, I mean, like, there's some cool stories there, like Robert Covington.
You had 26-game losing streaks going on. You had people from ESPN coming in.
They were getting covered
Ramona
nationally.
Shelbourne came over, introduced herself to me. She's like, yeah, I'm following them until they win. I'm like, oh, my God. And that's how she introduced herself to me.
Yeah.
I'm here to cover your losing streak.
It's unbelievable. It's like, I mean, if you can deal with a little bit of, you know, bad memories, it would be an interesting one to follow.
Oh, my God, yeah. You go from nobody being in the stands. Yeah. I mean, bad stuff is still good TV.
Yeah.
Tony Roten thinking he should be an all-star. That might be entertaining.
Tony Roten breaking noses in the front row with his no-look one-handed passes.
I think the better year for the Sixers was the year they acquired Chris Webber. Because they had, like, championship aspirations that year, and he was supposed to be the final piece, but it was a disaster.
Yeah, he was worn down and done by then. His knees were shot. But anyway, Fanatic Deal of the Week. For a limited time only, get a dinner for two to Chima Brazilian Steakhouse for only $57. Enjoy the fresh gourmet salad bar and two Rodizio dinners, which include gaucho service. Available now through Sunday or while supplies last. Check it out now at 975thefanatic.com. Keyword, deal. All right, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more Eagles, some more Sixers, some more Jamie Lynch out of his mind thinking that he might go to a Christmas Day basketball game. Just don't think that's going to happen. Time here at the Fanatic, 9:23.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Morning show, 97.5 The Fanatic, Farzetta and Trey. Bob Cooney in for Mark Farzetta today. Trey Thomas here. Jamie Lynch here.
Maybe I try and recruit Mark on the Christmas Day game as well. And that way Celeste and Addie can be a home alone with our baby's first Christmas.
Oh, shit. try to share the misery?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. If you think that'll work.
No.
There is nothing. You've given up.
No, not giving up.
Yeah, you have.
No.
Yeah,
no,
a little bit.
No. I'll fight the good fight.
I don't think it's
hang in there.
Hang in there. Trey's got
with
Trey's
mom
got
against me though. Yeah, it's a little tough. Makes it tougher.
All right. If mom said okay and Addie was against it, would you feel better pressing it more with Addie?
Yeah.
All right. If Addie was for it and mom was against it, how would you feel?
I'd be there.
Where? Christmas?
No, at the game.
Really?
Yeah, I'd let mom down.
Eileen, I can't believe he just said that. I got your back, Eileen. Although I'm still waiting for that underwear you said you were going to buy me. Troy in Norristown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's happening, Troy?
Hey, how you doing, man?
What's going on?
All right. Yeah, I would say any year that had the Darryl Dawkins Sixers with like
yeah.
the 80s.
How's nobody said the the Dr. J era? Like yeah. That would be incredible to me.
Wouldn't it? Darryl Dawkins, man, if he was playing today, I guess he was like the first Shaq, He was just so character. He's a character.
He was a character. He spoke real quick, Troy. I was in like 6th or 7th grade going to a basketball camp over in South Jersey, and he came over. He was the speaker one day. And it was – now, granted, I'm only 12, 13 years old, whatever it is. I was smart enough to look at this guy and realize – oh, my God. Like, he's a little bit strange.
Yes, he was.
He was a good guy.
Yep. Naming his dunks and everything.
Oh, yeah.
That was great. Or and also, too, the Buddy Ryan with the Jerome Brown and Clyde Simmons and Reggie White.
Yeah. Somebody just said that. That was a great era. Plus, you had Randall also on that team. I mean, you had a lot of stuff going on, a lot of different personalities, that kind of took over locker rooms. Troy, do you have tickets to the Fan Fest?
I do not.
Would you like them?
Absolutely.
All right, you're in. Hold on one second. Yeah, that era, that was one of your top two, three, James?
Yeah. I mean, well, that was the first team I, fell in love with. Like those late 80s, early 90s Eagles teams.
Yeah.
So to see that up close and personal would be phenomenal.
Yeah, no question. Guy who's been around.
Did you see Deshaun came out to practice yesterday rocking the Eric Allen shirt?
Yeah, I saw that.
That's awesome.
He had 21 on yesterday?
Mm-hmm. It was like a caricature of Eric Allen.
Oh, really?
Under his jersey.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Maybe Deshaun's on board with the Hall of Fame push for EA.
Absolutely.
He belongs, no question in my mind.
I can't believe he's not.
Yeah. There's no question. Definitely. There's a couple former Eagles, I think, that could belong.
Yeah.
One guy who's still hanging around, and he's on the practice field with them a little bit. Tall wide receiver.
Yeah, that's amazing he's not in.
Yeah, I'm surprised that guy that's...
Trey loves Harold.
Oh, yeah.
I think everybody loves
him. He's a great dude.
Yeah, really
he lived right by one of my high school friends over in Cherry Hill, and we knew it was his house because mailbox. His mailbox was literally about 5 feet tall because he didn't want to bend down to get the mail. Nah. Tasty Cake Dom, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Bob, James, Trey.
Hey.
What's going
on,
Dom?
How you doing, all right?
Good.
Great.
Trey, you had me so fired up 6:30 in the morning talking about I'm a high school that we got to be an SOB to be an offensive lineman. So I knocked the Enemans guy right on his ass.
There you go. That's right.
So, Bob, can this team be a national team?
Sure. Go ahead. Pick whoever you want now, Dom, because we're getting late on it anyway.
The year that Buddy Ryan was the defensive coordinator for the Houston Oilers.
When he punched Gilbride.
That would have to be a trip following them around.
Yeah, that's not bad. I think Dan Pastorini may have been your quarterback. Maybe a little Earl Kant.
No, that was it.
Oh, it might have been Warren Moon. You're right. My fault. Yeah.
They actually, Bob, they did a 30 for 30 on that team, and they actually did it. And it was incredible, all the nonsense that was going on behind the scenes.
Well, when you got one coach punching another on the sidelines, I imagine things weren't very copacetic.
Wow. Now, I got one for you, Jamie and Trey. If you could have this year, if you can have a Super Bowl and Carson Wentz be the MVP of the Super Bowl, or Sixers win game 7 against the Clippers and Ben be the MVP of the finals, which way are you going?
Well, you know I'm going to Super Bowl.
Jane?
I got my Super Bowl. I might take Ben.
That's what I was going to say. You got to spread the wealth now.
Yeah. I need to see a Sixers title in my lifetime.
How I felt.
It's painful to say out loud, kind of, because the Eagles, you know, they're not.
The Eagles are the number one.
But, it's fresh in my mind. I need to see a Sixers title.
I never have felt for a player, Bob, like I want redemption for Ben. Like, because these guys call up and go the other way so bad, I feel like I'm his lawyer. You know, I'm the other way. I'm over the top the other way, and I know it. But I just envision what he's going to be, and when these guys kill him, it drives me crazy.
Yeah, no, I hear you, Dom. I don't understand it. I don't get it, and it's still way, way, way too soon to even have those type of arguments. Dom, thanks again for the call. Always enjoy talking to you, buddy.
See you, Dom.
Yeah, I just got a text. I had to read you, Jim. Yeah, you're in trouble.
Is this Miss Donna?
I got to agree here.
Is Donna, Donna chiming in?
He just made a big mistake saying he would let his mom down. I'm a little disappointed in Jamie.
I'm not saying it wouldn't hurt me.
No, I don't know. You're pretty quick to say I'm in. I'm going to the, you know, I don't know. Phil in Phoenixville, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's going on, Phil?
What's going on, fellas? First time, long time, man. Love you guys.
Oh, what's up, Phil? Thanks for calling in, man.
Yeah, man. So my Hard Knocks thing. I got two teams. I don't know if either of them have been said yet, but my first one, the 93 Phillies.
It's a great one.
That has been said. Yeah, that is a great one. That might be the head of the list.
Yeah, and then also the T.O. year with the Eagles.
That's yeah, right. Also said. Now, Phil, which one would you go for? Would you go for his first year when they went, if you could have the whole year, when they went to the Super Bowl, or would you have the second year where it all blew up?
I feel like you kind of got to go the second year, man, to see what the hell happened, you know, and the breakdown and to see, you know, just the mayhem of him working out in the driveway and all the crazy mayhem that went into that.
So, yeah, that was kind of nuts. I think I would take the second year over the first year, too. A Super Bowl run, yeah, that's great, blah, blah, blah. I want to see, you know, like real, real madness going on.
Yeah, no, give me drama.
Yeah, right, exactly. Phil, you got tickets to the Fan Fest?
I don't.
Do you want them?
Absolutely.
You got it. Hold on 1 second, buddy. David from Baltimore, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's happening, David?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's going on?
So, first, I got the Hard Knocks teams, and I got some advice for Jamie. All right. So first, the Hard Knocks teams. I got to go Broad Street Bully Flyers.
That was mine. I'm amazed. That was one of the first ones that came to my mind. I'm amazed nobody said that yet.
That one, are you – okay, Schultz. Van Imp, Perrott. First of all, and Fog Sherrill was the weirdest coach in NHL. He was the weird dude. That team was full of characters.
He invented bullyism because he thought it was the only way they could win, and they did.
Yeah, and they did, and they basically told the NHL to go shove it.
God, yeah. I mean, they were getting in fights. They were getting in brawls before games. Before games started, they were getting in brawls.
My favorite Broad Street moment has to have been like when they played Russia. Like if you go back and watch that.
Oh my God, yeah. 4-1 win. I remember it like it was yesterday. It was a Sunday afternoon.
And then they were interviewing Van Imp after the game about he basically clotheslined the guy. He's like, I don't understand what the problem is. He ran into my elbow.
And then the Russians left the ice until they found out they weren't going to get paid.
That's right. Hey, capitalism always wins. And Jamie, I got some advice for you.
Yeah.
Anybody that tells you should go to this game is like the friends that tell you to get drunk the night before a big job interview. The moment that it happens, because they don't have to live the hell you're going to deal with the next day.
Yeah.
That's not true. You know, here's the thing. Here's the thing, Jamie. You might be able to go to another Christmas Day game. You're never going to get back. I mean, I got three daughters. You're never going to get that first.
He's not missing the entire day.
Trey, you can give him anywhere you want, bro. You're that friend that's giving him the tequila shot 3 hours before his job interview.
I have been known to be that guy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, wait, Trey, wasn't there a story about you on draft night?
Not in suitable condition for the flight.
Yeah, I couldn't fly. Yeah, no.
It wasn't a story. It was Trey told us on the air.
Yeah, I met a Trey story.
Hey, we need you to fly out. No, I didn't know.
Not tonight.
Not tonight.
No, let's do that tomorrow.
Yeah, we're partying tonight.
Yeah, right now, no, it's not a good. Yeah, I'm not presenting beautifully right now.
Trey was the original presenting beautifully, although he wasn't. 9 a.m. hour brought to you by the Baxter Dumpster in a Bag. Get yours today at Home Depot and Lowe's. For details, go to thebagster.com. Last segment coming up, we have more people on that want to give advice to Jamie. Talk about your hard knock teams, whether it's Philadelphia. If you want to go national, that's fine too. 610-632-0975. Time on the morning show, 941.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Morning show, 97.5 The Fanatic. Talking about your hard knock team from Philadelphia. If you had one team from any era, doesn't matter the sport, from Philly, who you'd like to have followed by the Hard Knocks crew, let us know who it is. And then also, Jamie needs advice. Jamie's about to make a really bad decision in his life. Oh, Rhonda's got a ton of food there. I know where you're going after this.
Yeah, well, I'm going right to the midday show with Andrew Salchunas.
Well, you can make a stop. That's true, yeah. Coming up next, Salchunas and Jamie Lynch.
Hey, we got Doug Peterson presser at 11:10 today, so you want to catch that one.
Yeah, very good. So, Jamie Lynch has a chance to have courtside tickets to the Sixers-Milwaukee Bucks on Christmas Day. Although it's his daughter's first Christmas. He thinks he should go. Trey's on board. Trey even offered to kind of baby help with the baby.
It's like a body double coming in. Nobody would even notice the difference.
Probably not.
I'd be right there singing Christmas carols, hanging out, a little eggnog.
My mom makes Jello shots. You'll have to do
it. Oh, amazing. Yeah. Know what I'm talking about.
I want to call him.
It's a party, man.
Wow.
It's a good time. It's one of the best parties of the year. So, you
know. And you're going to miss it. All right.
Trey will be there for me.
Yeah, I'll hang out.
Well, you're going to miss it.
I'll FaceTime in with Trey, and he can show me the party.
Yeah. You're going to be at the game sitting courtside FaceTiming?
Give an update.
Yeah.
Steve from the Poconos, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's going on, Steve?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How you doing, buddy?
All right. So, actually, I have two teams. The one is from forever ago, but I was born in 1979. All I ever heard stories was about the strike season when we went to the Super Bowl. So, and, you know, I don't know. I'd like to see how them guys played back and how they reacted. I hear, you know, there were fights every other day in practice, and, you know, with Dick Vermeil and all his emotions and all that stuff. I just end the strike season. And then I'd also like to see the year when the Eagles and the Steelers got together and became the Steagles and see what, you know, what was
back in the 30s that was, wasn't it?
Yeah. You know, I just think it's a historic part of the NFL, and I just think it'd be really neat to see that.
Yeah, no, those are both good ones. Now, what's your advice for Jamie?
Every guy knows how tough a decision this is.
Yeah, you know what? If I was in my state to the last second, I would just go and just deal with the consequences when you get back.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, you know last second he's walking out, right? What'd you say? You wait till the last second and then you go?
I'm staying there with the kid as long as I can. You know, I'm maybe even missing the first quarter of the game.
Jamie's leaving the house at noon for a 2:30 game, and he's not going to get home until about 6:30 at night.
Perfect time.
So I'm gonna stay in the morning. I'm gonna have to go, man. I'm gonna have to agree with Trey on this.
The
kid isn't gonna know his birthday, or she's gonna know her birthday till next year. You know, she's not gonna remember. She's not gonna know. You know, so
it doesn't matter if she knows. It matters that Addie is gonna
know. But you have all morning. You have until lunch. And then you have to go to media afterwards. That's right there in South Philly. I mean, that's right around the corner.
Hey, Jamie.
Yeah.
The very first time they run out of something, milk or anything, just be the volunteer to go get it.
Yeah. My buddy Rick DM'd me. It was like, just work ahead and be aggressive leading up to the event. Like,
yeah.
Just do everything right.
You're going to have to do that. Steve, do you have tickets to Fan Fest? Can you make it down?
Yeah, I can make it down.
Do you have tickets?
No, I don't have tickets.
I'm giving you tickets right now, buddy. You got it. Hold on one second. Hold on one second. Let's run through here. We'll go Michael in Philly. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Great, great, great. I have a couple, two teams. Of course, the Broad Street Bullies would probably be my number
one.
Be a
phenomenal one.
That was my number one.
As you guys said it was my knee jerk, but right on the heels of that, I haven't heard, and I hope it hasn't been mentioned, Buddy Ryan's team, the great defense.
Yeah, we did have some people.
The year that we lost Randall, the defense won how many games for us that year?
Yeah, that was Bryce Pop year, 19, I believe, 91 or 92.
I was a doorman at the Aztec Club, and all I can remember is when the Eagles played at home, the guys, we would just party all night and go directly to the vet, and that's when I believe Chickie and Pete's was first at the vet.
Oh, okay.
And we were able to handshake our way in and park right under where the...
We lost him. Oh, shoot. Braden and Shelfon, you're going to be our last call of the day. What's going on, Braden?
Hey, what's going on, man? How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. So, I got a few different points. I'm only 19, so I guess I really can't comment much on Jamie's situation. But personally, if all the family events after are in media, it sounds like the perfect setup for Jamie overall. I mean, again, the wife might be a little mad for a week or two, but I genuinely think she'll forget. I've had similar situations with my mom.
They never forget.
They're like elephants, man. They don't forget anything.
There ain't no forgetting going on.
They never forget.
Ain't no chance.
I have two teams. Well, I guess it technically could be more than two. I think any team during the Chip Kelly era, I would love to see a Hard Knocks of that.
We were talking about that earlier, too, and Trey would play a prominent role because he was an assistant coach.
Yeah.
right. And also 2009-2010 Flyers. I thought it was a really cool team, and I feel like kind of ever since then, Philly has kind of lost a hockey drive a little bit. So, I don't know. I'm not the biggest hockey fan, but I noticed that since this team hasn't really been as relevant the past few years, it seems like the city is kind of less and less.
Fair enough. Any team that goes to the finals has to be warranted. All right, let's real quick get our takeaways of the day. Do we have a final poll, Sam? Did you just have it up or something? If we don't, that's okay. We can find it later. Sam, what's your takeaway?
It was like 3,000 votes and like 61% said don't go.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's almost like 50-50. We're good.
Yeah, Sam, what do you got? My takeaway of the day is, Jamie, it is a hard, hard no. Because you need to like start the tradition with your family. It's the first
year. He'll be there in the morning.
I'll be there. I'll just be missing dinner.
Egan, what do you got?
He won't even miss dinner. You'll be there for dinner.
My takeaway is everyone check out Bob Cooney's new website, toughho.net/gov.
/gov.
That's good, Pat. You're a funny guy. Jane, what about you? You can't have a final thought because you're on for the next 4 hours.
My takeaway of the day is join me and Andrew Salchunas next. We got the Doug Peterson press conference at 11:10. We're going to talk some Phillies and a little bit of, we'll dive into some of that Dak Carson stuff today.
You got it. How about you, Trey?
Hey, I'm all in favor of this making it to the game. Let's do it.
Yeah. I'm going to call FanDuel right now, see if I can get odds, because there ain't no way that Jamie's going to that game on Christmas Day. We got Jamie Lynch and Andrew Salchunas coming up next on The Fanatic. Time, 9:54.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.